Up to this time, the oldest reliable dates went back no further than the first dynasty in Egypt, from about 3000 BC. No one could confidently say, for instance, when the last ice sheets had retreated, or at what time in the past the Cro-Magnon people had decorated the caves of Lascaux in France. Livy's idea was so useful that he would be awarded a Nobel Prize for it in 1960. It was based on the realization that all living things have within them an isotope of carbon called carbon-14, which begins to decay at a measurable rate the instant they die. Carbon-14 has a half-life, that is the time it takes for half of any sample to disappear, of about 5,600 years. So by working out how much a given sample of carbon had decayed, Livy could get a good fix on the age of an object, though only up to a point. After 8 half-lives, only 1/256th of the original radioactive carbon remains, which is too little to make a reliable measurement. So radiocarbon dating works only for objects up to 40,000 or so years old. Curiously, just as the technique was becoming widespread, certain flaws within it became apparent. To begin with, it was discovered that one of the basic components of Livy's formula, known as the decay constant, was off by about 3%. By this time, however, thousands of measurements had been taken throughout the world.